Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood. But I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. God richly bless you, bless you, bless you this awesome, amazing, wonderful day. Well, I am just so grateful. We just finished up one of our conferences. And just to let you know, if you want to ever find out about our conferences or anything that's going on at the Prayer Mountain, oh my goodness, you're going to have to log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.com, atouchfromabove, hit your head, touch from above, hit your head. A touch from above. I was just sharing with my friend and Pastor Jill. I said, you know, I got to come up with a jingle. A touch from above. I don't know. I got to figure. You know, a long time ago when I was in, oh my gosh, my early teens, I was working at Burger King. And you know, they had a jingle. Did you know that? Hold the pickles, hold the leather, special orders. Don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way. That jingle stayed with me forever and ever. But if you think about it, jingles stay with you. And I was looking at, we were coming into the radio station. I said, KPRZ 1210 radio. I was thinking, man, we need to come up with a jingle with A Touch From Above. So if you happen to come up with a jingle, just let me know. Hallelujah. Oh, sorry, I just got sidetracked. Anyway, thank you for joining me this awesome, amazing day. God richly bless you. I want to give a great big shout out to all those that came to our conference. Thank you so much for coming. We had a blast, and I cover Rick in the blood of Jesus. He's on his way. He flew all the way in from Florida and blessed us with a song and just wonderful fellowship, and he is flying back right now, as a matter of fact. So we just cover him in the blood of Jesus, cover that plane in the blood of Jesus, and we just want to thank everybody that came. We had a couples, several that came from Arizona, Calexico, different areas, downtown San Diego. Oh my gosh, I can't even think of all the different places. But what a fantastic time we had. So I want to encourage you, if you want to know a little bit more about our ministry, you know, we are not at all far away. We're only 35 minutes from almost anywhere in San Diego County, 40 at the most if you're way up in Vista. But you know what? That's not far. Church Alive is worth the drive, I promise you. Hallelujah. Well, I want to share with you, you know, when you go through hard times and you go through suffering and you go through heartache. Oh, and an awesome shout out to Mark and his beautiful wife as well. What a blessing it was to meet so many wonderful people. Oh my gosh. Anyway, okay, 2 Corinthians, stay focused. Focus. My brain is going 90 miles an hour right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." Let me stop there for a moment. Let me read this to you again. My message is called Pain and Suffering. You know, nobody likes pain and suffering. None of us do. But here is, throughout God's Word, we hear and we see God's Word just gives us that extra step of oomph to make it through those hard times. Again, 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." Outweighs what? Outweighs the troubles, the trials, the tribulation, the pain, the heartache. You know, I just opened up my Bible. Boy, thank you, Holy Spirit. And I came across the scripture in Job chapter 2. And in Job chapter 2, when Job hears about all of his kids, quote, dying, he says, "And then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshiped." Wow, what an example. What do you do when a trial and a tribulation comes? "Fell to the ground and worshiped, and he said," this is what Job said, "naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all of this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. You know, there are things that happen in our life, and I've been in ministry for 43 years. Some things will make your hair stand up. Heartache, brokenness, betrayal, divorce, unexpected sickness, abuse. I mean, you name it. There are so many things that happen, but I want you to know that God is our strength. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you." Isn't there at times when you may think what's going on here? What's happening? I don't know what's going on. And you almost become overwhelmed. Don't. That's where you have to do like Job. You're going to have to just fall to the ground and lift up your hands and praise God. I you know, I don't know if you know sign language. I like sign language. So I go, CD, CD, CD. Calm down. You got to calm your brain down and you got to wait upon the Lord, because God, even though you don't understand what's going on at the exact moment, God is working something out. You know, John chapter 16, reading in verse 33, he says, "Have I told you these things so that in me you may have peace? In this world, you will have trouble." Who wants to hear that verse? "You will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Whew. Thank you, Jesus. You see, when you are going through a hard time in a situation, you know, you don't want to take it and put it in your own hands. No. You've got to run to prayer. You have to run to Jesus. I'm talking to you today, precious woman whose husband is on the verge of leaving you. and you can't figure out what's going on. And so what you want to do is you want to cling closer to him, and you want to hold on to him, and then you want to nag him, and you want to, where you going? I thought you married. Stop. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, you don't ever want to beg anyone to love you. What you need to do is you need to step into the prayer. You need to get up to the prayer mountain, get in one of those little prayer cabins, and you need to cry out to God. And you say, God, you know what? Though you slay me, yet will I serve you, Lord. No matter what happens here, Father, help me to love you with all my heart, mind, and soul. And Lord, you are the God who created marriage. Therefore, I put my husband in your hand. I put my wife in your hand. Lord, only you can turn the heart of man. Why? Because the heart of the king is in the master's hand, and like a river, he causes it to flow however it will. You see, God knows what's going on. And so you may be going through this hard time right now, and you're trying to nag and complain. That don't do that. Don't do it. Mama, don't do it. Wife, don't do it. Husband, don't do it. Your wife's suddenly separating from you. You can tell the relationship is like two ships on a sea. You don't talk anymore. It's like, yeah, hello, good morning. Yeah, the coffee's ready. Yeah, I'll see you later. Bye. And there's just nothing there. The romance is gone. There's a coldness. It's like, excuse me, are we living in a refrigerator? What's going on here? You know, you're going to have to get away and talk to God. You're going to have to really get a hold of the throne of God and have God come in there by the Holy Spirit and show you what is needed. You know, Psalms 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. You know, when temptation or trials or sickness comes your way, we sometimes think, God is mad at me. Or maybe you walk in shame. Oh my gosh, what did I do? What did I do? God doesn't love me. No. Or, you know, a lot of times when people, you know, young men, young women come up to me and say, Pastor, you know, boy, I'm really being tempted. I feel worthless, no good. Does God still love me? Are you kidding me? What do you mean that? You know, it's not sin when you're tempted. It's what you do with the temptation that makes the difference. Do you know Jesus was tempted? The devil took Jesus up to the high pinnacle and said, I'll give you all this if you bow down and worship me. Paul the apostle was tempted. You'll be tempted. You'll be tempted with doubt. You'll be tempted with unbelief. You'll be tempted with fear. You'll be tempted with sin. You know, temptation and trials is a sign that, guess what? That Satan hates you. He is trying. You know, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of, you know what? The devil hates us. So if he can get us off track, that's exactly what he'll do. And he'll try to send people your way to pull you off track. Listen to me, men. If you're going through a hard time in your marriage, you better be ever so careful for Miss Lucy Goosey. Hello, are you listening to me? Miss Lucy Goosey, who suddenly smells really good and goes by your desk and touches your shoulder and says, oh, you're so amazing. Oh, your wife is so lucky to have you. Run, run, run. And then you get a sniff. Ooh, she smells good. No, you better put some, what do you call it, toilet paper in your nostrils or something. You better quit your sniffing, because the devil has an agenda. Satan is a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. He's an underminer. John 10:10 says he comes only but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give you life more abundant. Watch out for Miss Lucy Goosey, who's showing her boo-boos to you or wearing her suddenly her extra tight pants or tight skirt. Run. Remember, you have a beautiful wife at home who's raising your children, and she loves you, and she labors, and she works hard, and she cooks your meals, and she honors you and respects you. And Miss Lucy Goosey could care less if Satan uses her as the bait to tear your life apart. You know, the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 12, it said, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. You see, tests and trials are going to come. What you do with those trials, what you do with that test, oh my word, makes all the difference. Do you realize that God could have kept Joseph out of jail in Genesis chapter 39? God could have said, no, Joseph's mine. He ain't going to jail. You know, God could have kept Daniel out of the lion's den in Daniel chapter 6. You know, God could have kept Paul from being shipwrecked in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. You know, he could have kept the three Hebrew boys out of the fiery furnace out of Daniel chapter 3. But see, God, he had a plan. And so no matter what you're going through, I want you to know, dear listener, listen to me. Maybe you have been told your company's going under. And maybe you're trying to think, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to pay my house? But you have a talent. Maybe you have a talent of, you know, I know it sounds really bizarre. People laugh at me all the time. I like to make birdhouses, you know, wooden birdhouses. And I thought, man, I'm going to make these birdhouses. And so, you know, being a single mother and having two children, I would love to tell you my husband, when he passed away, when he was killed, I'd love to tell you we left a great insurance thing, but we didn't have a pot to go on or a window to throw it out. We didn't have two pennies to rub together. So we had to work really hard. But you know what? God taught me that he has given me talents. So I love to work with my hands. I started making cement benches. Then I started mosaicing my benches. Then I started doing artwork on my benches. And after a while, I got a contract with a garden center, and I would make cement benches, and I started a garden center. And I loved making wooden birdhouses, all kinds of different designs. And I ended up selling those at $78 a birdhouse. And you know what? When you begin to realize that, you know, maybe God's not trying to take away your job. Maybe God's trying to push you into your talent. And sometimes you get stuck in comfort, and God's trying to get you to be one that would expand, to expand greater. I always, in our church, I always look for people's talents. I go, what is your talent? What do you like to do? You know, what would you, there's a young lady in our church who's an amazing jewelry maker. She makes jewelry. She makes jewelry just for fun. I mean, she makes this intricate jewelry that is so amazing. And then she puts it in a little teeny baggie of jewelry and she numbers it. She has like, I think, over 500 pieces of jewelry that she's made, earrings and necklaces. And I said, girl, what are you doing with that? She goes, oh, sometimes I just sit down and just make the jewelry. Well, her job that she's had for many years is just about to end because the lady that she takes care of is close to her deathbed. And she goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I looked at her and I said, are you kidding me? I said, you have $1 million at the tip of your fingers. What are you talking about? No, I said, stop. You have so many talents. And see, I think what happens is we get so used to comfort, and we make other people rich, and we make other people very wealthy, when God's trying to make us wealthy so we could do his work. And so what you have to stop and see that in the midst of a trial, in the midst of Joseph's trial in prison, falsely accused, rejected by his own brothers, can I tell you, at the long-term plan of God was to make Joseph second in charge of all of Egypt. Are you listening? He saved all of Israel. If it wasn't for Joseph, we wouldn't have any of the Jews today. Because Joseph, he said, and let me find the scripture for you. I think it's the last, let me get my Bible. I think it's the last chapter of Genesis. Oh, just touches me when I read this. Okay, here it is. Genesis chapter 50, reading in verse 19. Now remember, Joseph has been separated for over 45 years from his family, from his father, from his brothers, and now his brothers don't even recognize him. They came to Egypt because there was a famine in the land. Joseph got favor out of the prison. Now he's second in charge of Egypt, and he's like next to the president here. Okay, you got to get that picture. So then Joseph tells his brothers later, who sold him into slavery, by the way. They hated Joseph because they were jealous of him. And Joseph says to them, Joseph said to his brothers, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Let me stop there for a moment. Listen to that last line, to save many people alive. You see, God had a plan for Joseph's life, to reach all of the Jews and to make sure that they had provision and supplied for them, for the 12 tribes of Israel. So in the midst of that unbelievable trial that Joseph went through, did he have great pain? Oh my gosh. When you read the story of Joseph, the Bible says there was one time in Joseph's life where he wept so loud. He cried with such deep anguish that it said that everyone in the courtyard, everyone in the palace could hear Joseph crying. I don't know about you, but that's brokenness. But see, God is the healer, and God restored and healed Joseph's painful heart because God had a plan for Joseph. You're listening to my program today, and you've lost a loved one. You've lost a daughter. You've lost a son. You've lost a husband. You lost a wife. You lost your job. You feel like a failure. You know, you're trying to make ends meet. You don't know what to do. You feel like you're worthless. You feel like you're no good. Stop it. Stop it. God has a plan. You're going to have to separate yourself and pray. You see, I had no idea that one day God would take this broken vessel right here that you're listening to, a murdered husband, rejected by my mother, rejected by my father, that God would take this broken vessel that is speaking to you today, and that God would take my life and use my story and take it all around the world. I never dreamed that I would fly into England to preach the gospel. Somebody would call me and say, can you share the gospel in Germany? I'd go into Germany and preach the gospel. I'd go into Africa, and we'd end up having 10 acres, a touch from above, in Africa, feeding 25, up to 45 orphans a day. I never dreamed that that would ever happen. I never dreamed that God would call me to build a place of prayer, a touch from above, prayer mountain. I never dreamed that I'd be on the radio preaching the gospel in all of San Diego County, all in Tennessee, all in Augusta, Georgia. We're getting ready to go into Bakersfield and Tucson, Arizona, Pittsburgh, and I can't remember the other places. What a miracle of God's grace is that? Tell me that's not a miracle. That's a miracle. Who but God could do that? Can I tell you, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. You never know what God, you never know God is all you need until God is all you have. Can I tell you, you never know God is all you need until God is all you have. Come to Him, dear listener, and know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose. You see, our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in Jesus. Our God is able. You know, trust Him. Pray with me right now. Jesus, come into my heart. Lord, I'm broken. I need a miracle. Lord, I feel like I'm worthless. Please forgive me. Lord, I'm about to lose my job. Help me, Lord. Show me my talents, my gifts. Lord, take my life and use it for your glory. Lord, I lay my life down now. Oh, Father, help me. Help me to find my purpose in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You said that prayer. Do me a favor. Why haven't you written me? Do you know you can write to me? P.O. Box 2800, 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Or you can write directly to the Prayer Mountain, A Touch From Above. .org. You can write to the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Write to me, you know, and let me know that you're listening to the radio program. And I just want to say real quick, thank you so much for joining me. We're a listener-supported program. And for your gift of $30, you know what? I'll send you my book, A Mother's Story. I'm telling you, if I can make it, you can make it. I promise you. All right? I love you. God bless you. You're awesome. Have a great day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus. And the power of his blood, I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.